What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right.
I'm your host, Gabrielle, joined by my co-host,
Chad.
Chad.
That's it. Yeah, so welcome. If this is your first time, we appreciate you checking us out. If you've been here before, then we appreciate you coming back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a bright, sunny, beautiful day.
It is.
Here in Indiana. So we're very excited. Mm-hmm. How's the weather? Wherever you're living, let us know how the weather is. If it's been warm, then we don't want to hear about it.
Right. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. Don't be rubbing it in. If it's been cold, then please let us know about it. Let us know. Because we share the struggle of the up and down weatherness of Indiana.
Oh, Midwest weather. What can you do?
It's ridiculous. It doesn't even make sense.
It really doesn't make any sense at all. But this is where we are. So what can we do?
Yeah, exactly.
Nathan.
Nice.
So what's been going on? Let's see. What's been happening since the last time we talked?
Let's see. I would say...
Not much.
We did have a normal Sunday. Like a somewhat normal Sunday.
Oh, we did. We went to church on Sunday.
And we got breakfast after at one of our favorite spots.
Yep. And then we even went to Target. Like, we had a whole family outing.
It felt like Sunday. Normal. Gabrielle made a mention of this.
It felt so good.
It felt like... a normal outing.
Indeed.
You know, and because we haven't been doing a ton of those, you know, we haven't really been going
to church physically. Yeah. So.
Or going out as a family, like, per se.
You know? That's true. It'll either be you going out or like me going out, but not like all of us.
Like a family trip. Good. It felt good. So we're gonna do that more often. Yes. And we're gonna be going back to church every Sunday. That's the plan.
Yeah. I'm over the online service situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have y'all been back to church yet?
Yeah, have you been back to church? Did you ever leave?
Did I say yes or did I say yet? I don't know.
But y'all know what she meant, yet.
You know what I meant.
Yes, you've been back to church or no, you have not.
Right.
But yeah, it was a good feeling. It was good getting back in there. And then what else? Pretty low key. I mean, we ended up making a big purchase. We finally pulled the trigger on something that we wanted to. Mm-hmm. A playset for the kiddos. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
Yep. Excited about that. They're going to be so happy when it gets here. So,
and surprisingly, what he told us in the store was like, well, it's going to be probably mid-April. And we're like, okay, no worries. He called yesterday and it's going to be this Saturday.
Yeah.
The 3rd of April.
It's coming up like super soon. So
that is exciting. Yeah. So Gabrielle's having woes about the grass. Because what's going to happen is, so they're going to, so we had a tree pulled in our backyard. We had a small tree that was back there for like no reason. So we had it pulled yesterday because we need that space for the playset. And what's going to happen, because the slope of the backyard is like over 6 inches, they're going to come in and level the ground a little bit just to make it safe for the kids. I mean, because that's obviously a priority.
Well, we want it to be safe. Yes.
Yeah. So, so they're going to come in and do that and then install the playset. So that's great because that means we didn't have to hire another company to do the leveling. Because the other company we were looking at, Playset, they didn't do the leveling. They'll come in and just throw the playset there. I'm like,
what's the point of that?
That makes no sense. So they're doing the leveling. And so what's going to happen is they're obviously going to remove all that grass. And they're going to take the grass from the higher point and put it to the lower point and make it more level. So then we're going to have no grass. So. So I talked to a landscaper yesterday, a guy that actually lives in our neighborhood, has done some of our yard work before, and he said that once we get it placed, the playset, then send him a picture, and then he'll let us know if we need topsoil or if he thinks you can put seeds down. Mm. You know, he's leaning toward topsoil, but he's like, before I just give you a quote, let me just see. I mean, it'll happen this weekend, so... And then from there, then they'll, you know, if we use them or whoever we use, they'll come and put the topsoil down, the seed, and then...
What is the topsoil? I'm so confused.
Topsoil is what you put in when you plant grass
or
plant plants. You put soil in? You ever notice that people... It's to help the plant stick, like, into the ground and grow roots and become a part of the ground.
Got it.
So you put that with the seeds, and then it allows it to... Yeah.
Okay.
So, and hopefully,
makes sense.
You know, from there, we'll, you know, 30 days later, we'll have, you know, if it grows well and we get enough rain, it should, you know, we could get up to 3 inches of worth of grass.
Yeah.
So it'll be, you know, some.
I just imagine all of the mud and dirt and nastiness that it's going to be until we actually get some grass.
Well, the kids will just wear their snow boots, aka we'll get some. We'll have to get them some mud boots.
Yeah, because
so they don't get their snow boots.
It's giving me grief thinking about it. So we were going to go with. So the first place we looked at, they don't do the leveling, but they do like this mulch package where they put down the mulch and, you know, rubber mulch or whatever around the whole, what's the place called?
Playset.
But the thing about them is that they do like a standard
4 feet on each side.
4 feet on each side. 4 inches. Not 4 feet. 4 inches.
No, 4 feet. So 4 inches, they do this standard on the side. It's 4 feet. It's 4 feet.
Is it really 4 feet?
That's why we didn't want to do it. So, like, if the playset is 16 feet wide,
you're right.
They
you're
add
right.
4 feet on the back and the front, making it now 24 feet wide.
Or inside, I mean, inside. Like, all four sides, which is massive.
It makes it 24 by 24 almost.
I don't want this big old patch of mulch taking up my whole freaking backyard. Yeah. So, even though the idea of it sounds great, I just, like, our backyard isn't that big where I feel like we want half of it to be mulched with a playset. So,
yeah.
And quite frankly, like, I've only seen maybe a couple people with mulch up under they playset, period. Like, not even in the neighborhood, like, period. So, I'm like, it'll be fine on the
grass. And what we thought about it is that it's actually a relatively easy project to do. Right. So, it's like, instead of paying like $2,000-$3,000 potentially for someone else to do it and us not like it.
Right, because that's the thing too. I'm like, I don't want to be committed to
and then
this
if they don't level it, like that piece it. Of wood would be where it attached to the corners of the top, it would be off because it's sloping down so much.
I didn't even think about that.
So,
I mean, you know, if worse comes to worse and we're like, no, we need something
we can
under
do
here,
it ourselves.
It could be a DIY project.
Absolutely. I've looked up so many articles after she said it, and it does not look hard at all. You buy enough mulch, you buy the wood, have it cut.
Not that difficult.
Yeah, it's not difficult. So if we really want it, we'll do it.
Yeah.
But
so for now, we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah. The biggest thing is getting the playset. The kids are going to be ecstatic. I'm so excited. And Reagan does not know. Chad knows. But Reagan does not know.
They're like my allergies. Like I was about to sneeze. Allergies.
Maybe you're gonna sneeze out a smile, maybe? Maybe you're gonna sneeze out the bad attitude. I don't know what it is.
I don't even know why I have an attitude.
She has an attitude because she got a quick workout in, and which was good. She said it was a good workout. She got it done.
Well, then I had to stop for my therapy.
That therapy, but then she wants to run, which I'm so excited to hear. That's like exciting for me to hear. Because we can start running at the same time. And
are you running today?
Yeah, I feel good today. So I'm going to take it easy and just run.
Oh, I thought you were saying that it was bothering you.
No, it's tight, but I'm going to stretch it out really well. If it starts bothering me while I'm running, I'll stop.
You'll stop. Okay.
But tightness doesn't mean injury. It just means that, you know, I was wearing the wrong shoes yesterday. Maybe I just need that arch support. It never hurt yesterday. That's why I stopped. I stopped because I didn't want it to hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, so no pain.
No pain.
No gain. No pain, no gain. Well, that's actually dumb. That's the dumbest thing ever that anybody's ever said. No pain, no gain when it comes to physical fitness.
Yeah, because it makes you feel like if you're not in pain, that you're not working. So, like, sometimes people are like, oh, I wasn't sore after that workout, or I wasn't.
So, it wasn't hard
enough.
So,
it must not have been good. No. Not the case. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
No pain, no gain is a crap statement. And if you're out here selling it.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
Not how it works.
Anyway, I don't know why I have an attitude.
Who knows?
I don't know. It literally just came. Sometimes this is just how it happens.
That's all right.
I don't even know.
But the thing is, but you know what? That's interesting because.
Why is it interesting?
It's interesting because I think about how I used to not be able to handle your moods.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I used to not know what the heck to do. I used to take them so personal.
Now you don't even.
I took them personal. I'm like, well, why you got to add to it, man? I ain't do nothing.
Hey, that's one of the four agreements. Don't take anything personal.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do a podcast on the four agreements because I think it's key information that we all need to have.
I agree.
If you've never read the book, it's so good. So maybe we'll do that.
Doctor, I concur.
Next week or something. Yeah. And it's a short book. It's pretty easy read or like you can listen to it.
I think that would be, even when I was seeing a therapist, which I need to see again.
What happened to that? You had one good session.
I had about three.
Maybe three. And then that was it.
Yeah, either way, I'll get scheduled again. good dude.
Like, when you going back
good
to your
dude. We had good conversations, and I enjoyed, you know, working with him. Just life got in the way. I started doing all this stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and just became a afterthought.
Yeah.
But he had told me about the same thing. He had sent me something about the four agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read through the like, pamphlet that he sent me. And she read the book or listened to the book. And so I want to listen to the book.
Yeah.
So that I can refresh myself.
I'll listen to it again because it's been a while since yeah. I've listened to it.
Just because. Because, I mean, that's something that's very interesting, you know, that you know, in relationships, you know, especially early in our relationship, I like, you know, I would take things personal. Mm-hmm. Or she would even take things personal. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and. And it wasn't about you necessarily, right? But because you're in this relationship, you almost, unless you know better, you feel like you have to take it personal,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's true.
So when she get a mood, I'm like, oh, well, hang on. You must have attitude with me because Oscar right. didn't do nothing. Did I do He's it? A dog. Right.
It must have been me.
It must have been me. Yeah. So I'm sitting there racking my brain like, what did I do? And I'm going through this level. It's windy out there. This level of stress that you put on yourself trying to figure out what mm-hmm. did you do. Maybe you didn't do crap.
Right.
Like, I know today I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you didn't.
She just has a mood, and I'm going to call her out on it, and we'll keep it moving.
Yes. Let's do that.
Okay, so we'll do that. We're going to get into this good old intro. You going to dance?
I am going to dance. All right.
All right, y'all ready to get in this intro?
Cue the music.
Let's do it.
All right.
Always fun intro. But but yeah, so what were you saying? Oh yeah. So yeah, basically, so that's kind of what's been going on. I got some good news today. Gabriel had a I've already had my first, you know, COVID vaccine shot when I went to the VA. Gabrielle had one scheduled for April like 17th. Mm. So she would have got her first one right after I got my second one, which would still worked. I mean, would have still been fine. But my buddy hit me up today and was like, hey, I just got my appointment moved up earlier because mm-hmm. CVS just opened up and, you know, to 30 and over here in Indiana. And so we checked for Gabrielle. And
yeah, so I was able to get an earlier appointment.
For Saturday.
So I'm excited about that. Get my first vaccine.
Yeah, so
and I was able to actually schedule both of them, so my first and my second one scheduled
so, and so look at that. Going into May she'll be fully vaccinated.
Yeah, and so that should be good. I'm looking forward to that and praying that I don't have any side effects.
I told her, I was like, same thing, but I've told her she never gets side effects. So if she gets a side effect, it would be a side effect if she got a side effect, because she never gets side effects. All right, so we had to pause real quick to get some
charge for the
iPad over here.
Getting ready to die on us.
Think about the iPads, like if you don't have the right charging block or cord,
it doesn't do
so
what you need it to do.
So we just be using the computer chargers because they work perfect. So
yeah.
But I'm going to get into the first and only sponsor here of this podcast today. And we've talked to you about them last week and a few other times. Bulldog Yoga. Okay, so life is crazy right now. Life can be crazy. I'm sure that if it's great right now, you might have had some moments where you're like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And if you've never tried yoga, then you probably don't know, but you still could have heard the possible benefits of yoga, like, you know, increased strength, better flexibility, improved mental focus, and there's a ton of other benefits that, you know, that come along with yoga. But the problem with yoga for a lot of people, including myself, is it can be intimidating. You know, you see people that are really good at yoga, mm-hmm. and you're like, man, that looks really cool. I wish I could do that. And you try it, and you almost break your hip. Like, because you ain't got because you ain't got that flexibility, like you don't have that strength that you know yogis have, that you know, because mm-hmm. but the thing about it, it's a discipline that they practice a lot
over
right
and over and over.
So this is where Bulldog Yoga comes in, because they want to, you know, change the way that people, you know, look at yoga and see that it doesn't have to be intimidating. And they believe that, you know, through Bulldog Yoga online, that yoga can actually be fun. And so what they have is they have streaming online classes, and they're available, you know, on demand, anytime, any place, you know, and on your schedule. They even offer classes for kids and teens, so you can get your Bulldog on and get moving with the entire family. Bulldog online classes are easy to follow and set a great playlist meant to motivate you and keep you and your family smiling throughout the movement. So having fun while you're still getting a good exercise, that's pretty cool. There are choices for all levels, from beginner classes to heart-pumping workouts, and there are tons of class length options to fit your schedule, class ranging from 12 to 60 minutes. So if you need a quick one, get a quick one. You want your full-out class, 60 minutes, and you can do that as well. So for you listening and for you watching, you can actually try your first 30 days for free at BulldogOnline.com. I want to reiterate, that's BulldogOnline.com. So don't type in BulldogYoga.com. It's BulldogOnline.com. And you can get your first 30 days for free. And you can use the code LMO for an additional 50% off your first paid month. So again, that's BulldogOnline.com, coupon code LMO. Check them out and let us know what you think.
Yes, let us know. And contrary to popular belief, only because I literally was just looking at comments from last week's podcast, I don't even know. Maybe I won't even say.
What happened?
Yoga is not bad. Oh, like, my oh my goodness. Every time we talk about yoga, somebody has something to say about how yoga is not of God.
Bible thumping.
The practice of stretching and becoming more flexible and increasing your mobility
does not mean you don't love Jesus.
Does not mean you don't love Jesus. Nobody is sitting around here humming and listening to doing Buddhists and like literally
take
like,
away all the pre like oh, geez, like wait. Take away all that extra crap that y'all are adding to it. Literally, yeah. We're talking about the flexibility and the strength aspect of doing body movements.
Yes.
We're not sitting here praising some other person while we're doing it. We're not praising anybody other than just doing our stretches. Mm-hmm. Like I just think that some people just, it's like they can't help themselves.
Yeah.
But to jump in the Bible and try to condemn somebody or judge people, like, just maybe realize that it's not your place to judge people all the time.
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
It is. It's crazy. So, anyway, I happened to be looking at the comments, and that was, like, the first thing that I saw.
People be
yoga
cracking
is
me
not
up
of God. Who told you that? Yeah. Did Jesus tell you not to do yoga? He does not tell me not
to
do yoga.
Yeah, yeah. Bring a scripture. Let me see a scripture.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to.
No, we're going to keep it moving because we, you know.
Yeah, we're going to keep it moving. And shout out to everybody who gave suggestions and things for our anniversary trip, cuz you guys know we are celebrating 10 years in August, and I think we figured it out.
We did.
And I'm super excited about it.
Me too.
So,
we're both excited.
We're
interesting.
Excited about this.
We had kind of picked a place.
Yeah, we had picked a place.
Well, okay, so we picked a place and paid for the place, bought flights. I mean, we were in it.
We were in it.
In it to win it. And then Gabrielle was like, I'm not sure.
I just didn't feel...
But you know what? That's why I love you, because you have these... You have these, like, feelings about you. You have that intuition mm-hmm. that I think that I don't have, right? You know, I have the vigilance of looking at situations.
Yeah.
You have the intuition of situations.
Yeah, I don't know what it
just
was.
Didn't sit
like,
right
it
with
just,
you.
It wasn't, I wasn't happy. Like, I wasn't excited about it. It was like, oh, yay, we booked a trip, we're going. But I just felt like, I just don't know if I'm going to enjoy this or blah, blah, blah. Plus, with their COVID restrictions, I was just like, you know what? I don't know. And then I just happened to look up this new place, and we found
because
like
your
this
boy said something
dope special. You did. You did say something.
I said, what about this? I don't know anything about it. That's all I said.
And somebody had even mentioned it on like I don't remember if it was our vlog or our podcast. Yeah. Somebody else had mentioned it, but I thought they were closed. So I was like, well, let me just search. And they actually are open. So I'm super excited about it. It's like a bucket list type trip.
It's a bucket list.
So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I feel really good about it because that's what I was going for 10 years. Was
absolutely.
A bucket list
it's
trip.
It's going to be so nice.
Yeah. So,
and it's...
Yeah, so we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, we will keep you posted
on where we decide to go.
So we're not going
to
confirm anywhere, but go ahead and put your guesses.
Yeah, where y'all think we're going for?
Where do you think we're going? Bucket list trip.
Bucket list
trip. So think big, okay?
Yeah.
Think big.
So, yeah. I'm trying to think. And y'all loved the late night banter. Everybody talks about how hilarious it was. We should really? Do it late night more okay, often.
We'll do that. We'll do that late more
often. Yeah, I'll be in a better mood, man. I'm trying.
She's
I'm
so
trying.
Funny. No, you're good. You're good.
You know, honestly, I think what it is, it's like not at burnout, but when you're close, like you just feel like you need a break.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm at the point where I just wouldn't like a break. Instead of, like, I don't want the podcast to be a stressful thing where I'm stressing myself out about what we're talking about or what's the topic. And, you know, and it's great because we have sponsors, but because of that, there has to be a show. You know what I'm saying? So it's getting to the point where I don't like that feeling. Like, we've got to do some more research and be prepared because I'm getting tired of coming on here without direction.
Because we were sitting, me. We were sitting, sitting talking about that. We were sitting talking about that in our office.
Yeah.
About how we created this podcast with the intention of hopefully helping couples, you know, marriages, relationships, and even giving some parenting advice, you know, like if we can, you know, like, for, you know, and, you know, it's with that comes the pressure of trying to come up with something that's going to be impactful, you know, that you believe that's going to help someone. Because we really, if you've been following us on any of our social media, you know that we have a passion to help people.
Yeah.
You know, we're not perfect. We don't claim to be, but we believe that God wants us to help people, you know, and in whatever way that is, I don't know. But, you know, so it is very stressful sometimes when you're just trying. You want to come up with something that's going to touch someone's life, like just impact them in such an amazing way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
Yeah,
like it is. You know, we have to think smaller in the fact of, you know what, if we talk about something, maybe we don't think it will impact somebody, but maybe it changes someone's day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been many times where someone has left comments and, you know, I love this. This part was so funny. I loved it. It changed my day. I mean, it was what I really needed. And we're like,
wow, really? Wow. Like, we weren't,
You know, because we're overthinking it so much. So I can see where you're coming from. And
yeah. So you know. I think that was that, because we had this conversation right before it started. And I just.
And she was fine. Then she must have gotten into her head.
I got annoyed because I'm like, here we go with another podcast without a topic that's. Feels like a waste of time.
So this is a perfect.
I hope that y'all enjoy listening to us, because sometimes I just be like, "Is this even helpful? Like, are we even? What is the point here?"
Yeah. Well, with that.
Yeah.
While we're on it, if you feel so inclined to leave like a comment of what you would like us to talk about, you know, we would appreciate that. If you don't want to, you don't have to. I mean, just but if you feel like, you know, something is telling you that you want to, you know, you would love us to talk about or touch on or have a question on, obviously the Ask Abe and Babes, you know, we're gonna answer one on this one, but you know, those are great. But like, it just topics in general.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's something that you know that's not specific to you, but just a topic.
Yeah.
We would love to hear it. So
yeah. So I promise we're gonna come with some more substance.
Yeah.
My apologies, our apologies. And maybe y'all don't even feel like it's lacking. It could just be a feeling that I have. But I think, are you picking your nose?
No.
Oh.
Like
what's happening?
I feel like I had something here.
Oh. No, he wasn't picking his nose if you're y'all not watching.
Y'all can see it clearly.
If you're not watching, though, come on over to YouTube and watch us at Let's Make Out Podcast. But yeah, maybe you guys don't feel. But I think, you know what I think happened going from, you know, every other week to doing a full year of every week, like, it's a lot to keep up. So,
And that, you know,
so, I mean, we'll probably continue, you know, because we got sponsors, so we got to be here. But I don't know, we may need to shift to every other week, because I just don't want to feel pressure.
I think that before we get to that, okay, I'm gonna talk her off the imaginary plank here that she's walking off right now. Like before we get to that point, I think that when we jumped, we made a decision at the beginning of the year to go from 5 videos a week on Gay Babe TV, our vlog channel. If you're not subscribed, you haven't checked it out, please do that below. You can go check us out 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay,
Amishadi. I can plug myself on our podcast. And
the longest plug ever.
And we decided to go with the podcast once a week, right? Like, we decided to make that shift. And But we didn't mentally make that shift in the fact of coming up with topics and having them ready, having, you know, even...
I don't think we thought about what it would actually look like.
Exactly. We didn't think of that fully. So we're just at the point now where we care about what we put out to you all that's listening or watching. And so we want to put out something that has substance, that is beneficial to whoever's watching or listening. So that is where it comes from. So we just have to sit down, regroup, and come up with topics that we care about. And because if we care about it, we're going to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, we're not at the point where we need to step back yet at this point. We just need to be a bit more
proactive.
Proactive. Yes. Thank you.
So thanks for being here and listening to us. Even when we ain't talking about nothing, we love y'all for that.
Okay? Absolutely.
How about that?
That's right.
So anyway, when y'all are listening to this, it's going to be April Fool's when y'all listen to this.
Is that Thursday? Yes, I think it is.
Do people still do April Fools? Like, are people still out here like actively doing April Fools jokes?
That's a good question.
Do you guys do April Fools jokes? Like, let me know. Like, did you do one today? Did somebody do one to you? Or if you're listening to this after the fact, did you get pranked or whatever on April Fools? I just feel like I can't even remember the last time someone did an April Fool's to joke on me, or you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even remember the last time that I did that to somebody.
Yeah,
it's never really been my thing, but you know, some people love that stuff.
I've never even done an April Fool's.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Never been my thing either. Nothing against it. I just don't ever.
Yeah,
it's never something like I'm like.
Yeah, I hear April Fool's in people.
Yeah, you April Fool's in people. Are you fools and people?
Tell us your funniest.
Let us know if you did one today. Story. Let us know what you did. Yeah. And if you've done one before that you are proud of.
I don't even have nothing to contribute. I'm like, what is my funniest? I couldn't even tell you. I don't know.
You're just so cute.
Anyway, let's do some questions or something.
Okay, let's do it.
Because we just rambling.
That's all right.
Oh, we got a call. See? I can't ever get nothing done. I just want to finish my workout so I can take a shower. That bothers me too. Whenever I have to stop my workout, it does bother me. So you were right on that call. Like, if I can't finish it all together, I'm annoyed.
Exactly. So,
pick a number between 1 and 3,000.
What page are you on right now? Let's go with 1,036. See how I kept it close for you? I'm a very kind person.
What guitar riff is the greatest ever? You don't know.
Probably the Top Gun soundtrack, the theme song.
Okay, here's a good one.
Okay.
How many single-use items do you use in an average week?
Single-use items. I use about 375 Q-tips.
You do. You literally do.
Single use.
You guys,
items.
I bought Babe a reusable Q-tip. And have you been using it?
I've used it a few times.
Have you?
I have used it probably a dozen times.
Do you like it?
It's not that I don't like it. It just doesn't give you the feeling of a Q-tip. So it's different. So if I'm looking to clean, I'll use it. If I'm looking just for like the feeling.
You really just use Q-tips for the feeling?
I mean, I use it to clean. I mean, but it gives a different feeling, though.
Yeah.
Than what this one does. This one is just, it's so rough. It's like.
It's like silicone or something, but it's, I don't really even know.
It's like they took a rock and then.
It ain't
dragged it across the ground to make
it
as.
It is not that hard.
As hard as possible, and then you put it in your ear and it's just. That's what you can hear the whole time in your ear. It's not that hard.
Please don't let it pull
it's not
you,
that
okay?
Bad. But it's not like a Q-tip. Huh. It definitely ain't a soft Q-tip.
Interesting. Well, I have mine. I don't use it, but I have
it. Exactly. It's so cute.
Anyway, so what else do you use as single use? A million and one Q-tips.
Single-use items. I mean, that's...
wipes, toilet paper, and time to go to the bathroom. Those are single use items.
Yeah.
What else? What kind of single use items? All I can think are like hygiene type of things. I'm trying to think of like what I mean, else is a single use.
Like my energy gels.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, yeah. I'm not using them again. They're empty.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I even use my water bottle. I even use my water bottles over.
You so do. That's you not fill even them up with water.
That's not even a single use. I use those sometimes for a couple days.
I guess cans when you're having like a soda or energy drink or something. Cans. You're definitely not using that again. This is a really interesting question. I'm trying to think, what are the single use items?
But that's about it. I don't feel like, I mean, applesauce containers, because I'd be smashing applesauce.
Yeah, it's like either personal hygiene or food. Like, yeah. Really?
Things that come in single use.
Yeah.
I mean, so I can't really, can't really use those because they're empty. Once I eat it, they're empty, you know?
Let's go with 2035.
This is what I'm talking about. You don't care about me. You making me doing all this work.
Literally, you're scrolling over on your phone. Like, it's not that difficult.
Oh, so you say. Which products have the weirdest TV commercials?
I don't know. I don't watch TV commercials very often.
Yeah, she hadn't even seen her own TV
commercial. I have not even seen the Vaseline commercial on television because I don't watch live TV.
What stage show would you most like to get tickets for? We'll say concert, too. We'll just do stage show and concert. Like, right now, since we haven't been to a concert in forever, somebody...
Man, what does it even feel like to go to a concert these days?
I feel like we're never going to get a Coldplay concert the way we did that one.
We keep bringing up this Coldplay concert, but you guys don't understand. Magical. It was the best ever.
I mean, concerts at Soldier Field in Chicago, Illinois... are just a quite great possibly experience. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just the...
Yeah. It's just a great venue for concerts.
It is.
I'm trying to think, what show would I want to see right now? Honestly, I don't have any that I can think of at the moment.
We've seen the stage plays we've wanted to see.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, is there one that I haven't seen? You know what? I haven't seen Cats. I've never seen Cats.
Cats would be pretty good to see.
I think that would be good to see. Yeah, I've never seen Cats. But yeah, I don't know. Okay. I'll tell you these questions. They just get worse and worse.
How often do you step outside of your comfort zone?
No. It's your turn.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you haven't really been answering these questions.
I just answered. I said Cats. That's my answer. Speaking of Cats, Chad Jr. keeps asking for a cat. Somebody tell this boy we are not getting a cat. I refuse.
Here's the thing.
A cat.
Well, because right now we have Oscar. I mean, so we're not going to.
Ever.
But, yeah.
I'm full of cats.
Chad Jr. and Gabrielle are allergic to dogs. Mm-hmm. Not cats, but dogs. And we pray that Reagan's not, but she hasn't shown signs that
she
is.
She hasn't shown any signs.
But we're not going to get her tested at this point. You know, I think it's still a little too young for that, but. I'm not allergic to dogs. I thought that I was, but I got tested and dogs was not an issue for me. So I told Gabrielle having a cat when they're kittens is different than just getting, you know, a grown up cat. Like having a kitten all the way up, you know, to like that is a different.
Well, I think that's the same with having a dog.
But cats are more self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. They can be dog-like if you treat them that way.
To be,
you know, cats can be very affectionate, can have fun, they can play if they're raised that way.
Sneaky for me. I don't want to come home and you on my counter, you on my refrigerator. Like,
we've came home and Oscar's dragged the trash bag over. So, I mean,
off the floor. He ain't been on top of the cat on the island.
If he could get up there, that boy would get up there in a minute.
I think that would freak me out. Like, cats just seem to have such attitudes. Like,
you can't deal with another.
I cannot. Hey, between me and Reagan, I cannot deal.
So here's the truth. You ain't about to have a little attitude with me, you little fur thing.
Literally, he will be outside, okay? I am not
about to deal with. So we can't get a female cat, is that what you're saying?
Honey. Either one of them, female or male. If they got an attitude, they got to go, okay?
Like, I can just picture Gabriel having an argument with the cat. I don't know who you think you're looking at now.
Yeah, and forgive me. Maybe I sound ignorant because I've never had one, but it's just the stereotypes that you see of cats. And I think that's really all that I've had to base it off of. I don't think I know anybody. Well, I do know some people with cats, but I don't know anybody that I knew, like, growing up where I interacted with their their cat or had interactions with cats. So I'm literally only going off of what you see cats crawling up the walls and drinking milk out the, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't not doing that.
When I was a kid, we had my brother, he and his fiance at the time, she had a cat, and that cat had kittens, and so I got to keep one of the kittens. So that was my first time having a cat. Mm-hmm. I would think I was elementary school, so I was super young. And then we got evicted from the trailer, so.
And what happened to the cat?
I don't know. I don't have a clue. I mean,
you don't remember what happened?
We couldn't keep the cat. We went into an apartment or something.
Where apartments, you could have a cat?
They weren't about to pay. They couldn't afford. They weren't about to pay for the cat fee.
Is it a cat fee?
Yeah, there's an animal fee. Yeah, there was luxuries that I just did not have at the time.
You're
okay,
right. I didn't even think about that.
So we didn't have the cat after that. Mm-hmm. I know that. And then when we were in, was that high school? I think high school. There was like this stray that would always hang around our house.
Yeah, and you just kept it.
And so I just kept it.
Yeah,
super friendly. I don't know how old the cat was, but super friendly. We got it checked out, made sure that there was no issues or nothing like that, and we kept the cat.
Sure, that's a luxury to get the stray cat checked out.
But that was when I was in high school, though. No. That was later.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but so I didn't get to keep Tiger because I named the white cat that we had. He was like white with these big old paws, like big old paws. And he was just like talking about stark white.
Really?
Which was crazy. I'd never seen an all white cat.
Yeah, yeah. Like the cat on the cat food?
Yes, like just all white cat. And the other kitten was all gray, which I wanted, but they kept the all gray one.
Yeah.
What
happened to the stray cat? How long did you have it?
I don't know. When I went off to the Army.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how long mom and dad. I feel like they kept.
What was his name?
I don't even remember. It's been that long. I have no clue what we named that cat.
That's so funny.
But he was super friendly. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, he always hung around, and we finally took him in. Didn't pay that cat fee. That's why we could afford a checkup, because we wasn't paying that. Come collect that, apartment complex.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay, you should be like, this is a stray. I just let him in for a moment.
Yeah,
like,
he just said for a minute. He don't live here. His name ain't on the registration nowhere. He don't live here. Find his name on the apartment application.
Oh, he can't. He ain't on that leash.
You. He can leave anytime he wants.
That's hilarious. Anyway, you said we have an ass gaping bug?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What's it talking about?
So we do that.
Let's get into it.
Let's get it popping.
I feel like it's been a minute since we've done two episodes.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Seems like a minute.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a long one.
Oh, it's a long one. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Gabe and Chad.
Hey.
If you end up answering my question, we are. I would prefer to remain anonymous. So what's up? We got your name, so thanks for sending it. I've been a long time peep. I've been watching since way before Chad Sr., when it was just Gabe. Donut Burgers. I started watching when I was so young, and I feel like I grew up with you guys.
Aww.
I really appreciate you guys showcasing your life. It has really gotten me through my adolescence to young adulthood. I'm 23, by the way, now.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So you definitely know. You've been watching for a long time.
That's
cool.
That's awesome.
B-Day in April. So happy birthday. Happy belated. It's coming up. Or happy.
Happy early birthday.
Early birthday. Thank you. I don't normally comment on vlogs or IG posts, but I'm still very much present. So, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
So my question. For some context, a couple months ago, the guy I'm dating and I were talking about random things and the topic of marriage came up, as it usually does. He mentioned that he would want a prenup, and I was like, record scratch, what? Basically, from his perspective, he had seen in his own parents and multiple other friends' parents get divorced and the wife screwing the dad over, and he doesn't want that to happen. We're both Christian, and I was like, if we get married, this is going to be my only marriage. Divorce isn't an option. To which he agreed, but he still said that he would want the prenuptial just in case, plus he makes so much money and wouldn't want to lose all of that. Just in case what? Because I thought you just agreed that divorce wouldn't be an option. And also, yes, he does make more than me now. However, when I finish med school and become a doctor, the roles will be reversed.
Okay,
but I digress.
Zach?
okay. I liked her, right? I get the damage that was done for him from seeing all these marriages fail and the woman being manipulative towards the man. So because of that, I was like, how about we compromise? We have a prenup, but also make it a point to do therapy, individual or couples, because I'm a total advocate for therapy, and it may help not only to us as individuals, but a potential marriage. Mm-hmm. But no, he thinks therapy is dumb. That's his toxic masculinity talking, shaking my head. Anyways, long context. But my question is, what do you think about prenups? I feel like it's unnecessary if you're going into a marriage and the intent of divorce not being an option. Does my compromise of a prenup and therapy make sense? Obviously, we aren't married yet, but we do talk about it a lot and are making stepping stones for our future. When we talk about stuff like this, it never gets heated or anything, but I just wanted to get an outside perspective that wasn't my friend's or his friend's. I love you guys and podcast. Thank you.
All right. Well, we love you.
Yes. Thank
Thanks for sending your question.
Thanks for sending your question, Doc.
Doc.
That's right.
Okay. So I'll let, as he's reading, all that's going through my head is, we want prenup.
We want prenup. 18 years found out the kid wasn't even his. Oh, man. Okay, sorry.
Oh, man. That's actually not funny.
not at all. It's a Kanye song.
Oh, it is a Kanye song that we're referencing here. Okay. I can only give you my opinion on prenups.
It's all our opinion, yeah.
I have never been a fan of prenups because I do feel like one would think that it's like, do you believe we're going to be together forever or not? Because it's like, you say on one hand, well, divorce is not an option, we're always going to be together. But then on the other hand, you're like, but just in case it becomes an option, let me protect my situation.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I have just never really been a fan of prenups, because I believe what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine once we come together and form a union. That being said, I did also get married without a whole bunch of assets. So I don't know how I would feel if I had a lot of assets to lose and came into a situation without feeling like, because I feel like with prenups, they can be whatever you want them to be. And it doesn't take away from what we build together. I'm just protecting what I've built on my own from being completely stripped away from me in the event that something goes wrong. So it's one thing for me to be like, oh, you don't need no prenup, just trust each other. I believe that, but I also was never in a situation where I needed a prenup. So I don't know how I would feel on that side if I had a whole lot of assets to protect.
Call
on
me.
Tap you in.
All right. So I agree with what you're saying. The only time that I think that a prenup, in my opinion, could be appropriate is say Gabrielle and I are getting married. And she has a successful fitness brand that she built and that she is maybe even partnered up with someone. So she has like a partnership with someone else that is not going to be the person. I'm not marrying that other person. I'm marrying Gabrielle, right? So like I think there's reason there to be like, you know what, prenup, protecting that business, because, you know, that business is not only mine. Mm-hmm. You don't get a piece of that. Because, I mean, that's something that I built, that I've done, and I'm doing with someone else.
Yeah.
You know, I completely be like, okay, prenup makes total sense, right? Because
I don't want that. That's yours.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I shouldn't have any of that.
Right.
Because that's something you've built, and especially if you have a partner. But if you're trying to protect your everyday money that you make from your job, that you're going to be working while you're married to me, why do you need a prenup on, like, you... Like
it's kind of contradictory to me though, because so you're saying I have to have a partnership with somebody to protect what I have built. What if I built this shit myself and I want to protect it?
That's, like I said, or.
Oh, okay. I thought you said only. You built your
fitness business, you know, by yourself, and you know, or you have a partner. I mean, having a partner, I think, solidifies it even more.
Right.
But I think that you building a business, like that, I get that. But when it comes, what I'm differentiating, if I can say the word, is your everyday, like, Like, so if that's what you do full time for a living, then conversations have to be had, because then, you know, if you're going to be providing for the family with part of that money too, well, then, you know, then the conversations need to be had, right?
Yeah.
Then maybe it's just a 50-50. If you decide in that, maybe it's just, you know what, if God forbid a divorce happens, I take what I got, you take what you got, and we just split it, right?
Right.
But if it's a business and like you're working a whole, like, I just don't understand. I don't think that it's appropriate for me as like, say I'm, you know, I'm, we're getting married and I work at a good company and I'm making good money. I don't think it's appropriate for me to say, well, if we get divorced, you know, like, you're not going to get any of that money anymore. Like, like, because again, I think that, I don't know. I'm not a fan of prenup. So it's like, it's one of those things where.
But why though?
It's like, it's opening up for me, a prenup is opening up the door for failure. Like, it's an option. And if it's an option, here's what we're going to do if it does happen.
But is that a bad thing? Like, I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to remain, you know.
Yeah.
Neutral in this, because I know how I feel about it. Like, if somebody wanted me to sign a prenup, it's like, for what? Like, you just counting on us to not fail? Because it does kind of, it's like a lack of trust there. So it's like, you don't trust that in the event that something were to not work out between us, that we could go through things amicably and I would, you know what I'm saying, be respectful. But also, folks be turning crazy. Like, you don't know how people are going to react when, you know, when they're scorned, when they're hurt, when they, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Colby,
can I give you a different scenario?
Yes.
Okay. This is better, maybe. So, okay. So, say they get married, right? And say that she's going through medical school, right? And they make it, you know, a couple years in, and not even, you know, anonymous and your man, like, just in general. So a person, they get married, the man is the breadwinner at the time. He is making all the money.
Right.
The other person is going to school or just a homemaker.
Right.
Maybe they decided, you know what, you're going to stay home and that's what, you know, I want you to, I can take care of you. But you have a prenup in place. So maybe a couple years down the road, the relationship is not working, you break up. Well, now this person that stayed at home, who was relying on this income because that was what they was agreed upon, now is broke, has no money, nothing, because that person has a prenup to protect. Well, no, you don't get no more my paycheck anymore. I think that that's why there is the ability for alimony to be gotten. Now people take advantage of it. That's the problem. But if you're the
Well, I think it's not a black and white.
It's not black. It's very tough.
Because prenups can be designed to be what you want them to be.
Absolutely.
So I think that it does kind of make you be like, I mean, I'm not really here for prenups, but if you feel like that's the only way you are going to absolutely be comfortable,
yeah,
then let's make it work to our advantage.
Exactly.
Because you kind of have to decide going into this. Are we going into this with a your money and my money perspective?
Because I feel like that's a whole different.
And our money perspective. So it's like so many different factors here. And quite honestly, I'm more concerned with the fact that he doesn't think therapy is necessary versus him thinking a prenup is necessary. That's what I would be concerned
with. But also, it's about. Okay, sorry, go ahead. Yeah. No,
That's a whole nother thing that I would be concerned with. Way more than a prenup. But if he absolutely feels like that's what's going to make him comfortable, then hey, because at the end, the prenup is designed to protect both people. So as you said, you will be the breadwinner at some point.
So
your assets will be protected as well, or however you know what I'm saying? And you could do it where he's just protecting what he has earned up until this point. And maybe you have, I don't know how prenups work, but I know that there is customization available to make it work for you. It doesn't have to be a deal breaker per se, but you got to go into it with a whole lot of care and consideration, and you got to think about how this is going to set the foundation for how you two handle finances
when it comes to money
together. And you got to know if you're ready for that, if it's actually going to work, is this going to drive a wedge between you two, Or, you know what I'm saying? Because we all know that finances is one of the top reasons that people don't make it. Absolutely. So, why would you even want to start on the wrong foot? So, you got to really be down for it, or don't even go down that path if you feel any uncomfortability about signing a prenup.
Yeah, because ask the question, too. What happens? You're the breadwinner now. But what happens when I make more money?
Exactly.
And that, and not asking in a way to belittle him.
Right.
But ask him a truthful question. Well, what you want to protect your stuff. Okay. So, you know, what happens when I'm the breadwinner? Are you trying to, you know, like I just think that when it comes to money, I think that prenups, yes, if not, I'm sure there are good reasons to use them. I'm sure that, you know, if they are, they are put together like together as one, and you guys are like very comfortable with it, and it makes sense for both of you, and there's no hesitation, no reservations about it, then it can be good. But I think that they can also be a very, it can backfire, you know, because it, I think that it is like a, almost like, well, when this fails, I ain't gotta worry about it, I'm gonna be good. Like it, I mean, it can be.
It could be seen like that. I mean, because I get it. But it could also be seen like life insurance. Like, it's just protection in the event that,
I know, but
something happens within these amount of years. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know,
it's,
but it's,
because I was, okay, I was watching this little, you know, Facebook video. You know how to be having these, like, you know, about celebrities and stuff like that. And it was talking about Michael Jordan and the prenup that his second wife had to sign. And it's like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point in your celebrity, or if you have that amount of status,
well, yeah, I mean,
sometimes you just need it. Like, well, I mean, we got to have some stipulations here. Like, you're not finna be with me and divorce me tomorrow and get half of everything. I'm so sorry. Like, so in some instances, it makes sense. But it's like, when do you, how do you decide when that person is at that point? You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree, like, that there are times where it makes a ton of sense, especially for celebrities.
Absolutely.
I completely agree that there are good uses for prenups. Mm-hmm. I just think that you have to be cautious about how they're used. Mm-hmm. Because I think that it can be, because when it comes to money, especially when we're not talking about, you know, a celebrity, right? We're not talking about celebrities here. We're talking about everyday people, just like us. Like, everyday people that are, you know, are making money together, that share their money. Like, it can be a, I just saying, it, you can do it. I think that, you know, and it, you know, but it has to be something you're both very, 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 very comfortable with. Yeah. Or I feel like it can cause a lot of
tension
and stress in the beginning of a relationship,
like before you even,
you're not even married at this point.
Yeah, so it's like your compromise to me was not a compromise, because I feel like if y'all need to have better communication and therapy needs to be on the table, that ain't no compromise. You need to suck it up and come to this therapy session with me. Because, so what's going to happen when the tough times come and we can't talk through this together?
Absolutely.
So I'm not really sure that what you offered up was really a compromise. It seems like you are compromising on what you feel to make him feel more comfortable. It's like you want a prenup and you won't even go to counseling to talk about this? Bruh. Hey, something gonna have to change here.
Yeah, like, exactly. And I think that we have to stop, you know, I think that therapy would be important, because, you know, I'm just of a believer that you don't have to, someone else's relationship or someone else's situation doesn't define what your relationship is going to be. So if you're holding on to all this, I get your parents divorcing, that's tough, right? That's your parents. Mm-hmm. I get that. But the other people that he's seen divorced, like, that shouldn't, I don't think that should have such an impact. Mm-hmm. Like, your parents have, you know, like, I get that, because that's your parents. So that is a more, you know, that's a bigger situation.
Closer to home. Yeah, you actually probably went through that. You went through that. Yes.
But You have to live your life for yourself. You can't base your decisions and your, you know, how you, it's like almost like, you, does he have such a jaded view of marriages, does he, I'm asking, that the prenup is just a protection for when it does get ugly? Does he have this mentality, well, it's gonna fail? You know, like, I'm not saying he does. I'm asking the question is, like, is there something deeper there? Is he so jaded by what's happened to the scene in his life that prenup is just a protection so that when it does fail, he won't lose everything?
Yeah.
Because the statement that you said in that email about, you know, the women taking advantage of men that's a very directed statement.
It is.
So is it deeper than just...
It's a very biased statement.
It's very biased. Yes. Is it deeper than just the prenup?
Sounds like he needs to be in
It sounds like he needs therapy because...
And I'm not even trying to be funny.
No, not funny. I mean, I need more therapy.
We all, like, we she all did need therapy it. Today. I feel like we all have so many things that we don't realize aren't the right way to, like, because for us, it's all we know.
Absolutely.
You know, so it seems like the right thing. But it takes that outside person to help you see, you're looking through life with
You're looking through a straw.
This clouded view based on the things you've seen happen to other people or what happened to you. And it's just clouding reality. Yeah.
We don't know either one of you, but I mean, he could have the best person in front of him that he's ever going to meet, but he's so worried about, you know, what he's seen or what he's versus what he has. And I think that people dwell on everything else that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And they forget about what's right in front of them, and that we can all do that. Yeah. Right. But so I don't know, but it just seems like you guys have to have some deeper conversations. Absolutely. I think therapy would be a good thing because, you know, we both are just advocates for therapy.
Absolutely. And I mean, because if you mentioned toxic masculinity, which...
That's a big direct statement. For
you to say exactly, there are probably other characteristics or probably other beliefs or, you know, things that you've noticed in him. So before you walk into a marriage with this person, like... You got to know what you're walking into.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be okay walking into that and staying Absolutely. In that, because I don't want you walking into a situation and just being there because divorce is not an option, but you're unhappy, you don't communicate, you're frustrated.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not worth it. So before you even take that step, you want to make sure that you're walking in the direction that God would have you walking into.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So and, I hope that
helps. And we're rooting for you. Yeah. I mean, we're rooting for you guys to figure it out and to be, you know, as happy as ever. So that's what we're rooting for.
I think the prenup is the least of the
concerns
here.
I think you probably know that too. Yeah. You know, based on some of your, on you saying therapy probably means that you think the therapy
Something
could benefit
is
you
not
guys.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And you said individually and together. Mm-hmm. So I think that, we just hope that helps. And we hope that our, you know, opinionizing of your situation
right,
helps.
We're no experts. Yeah. We just share our opinion, which I think you guys like. You just want to hear an outside perspective.
Exactly.
If anybody is, you know, listening or watching and you've gone through this situation, you currently have a prenup. Maybe you don't have a prenup. Mm-hmm. Maybe you had a spouse who wanted one. If you have any words of, you know, wisdom or encouragement, or you just want to share your experience, feel free to do that in the comments.
Please.
Help her out, because maybe it would be nice to read from somebody who's actually dealt with this. Like,
Absolutely.
Neither one of us have been in a situation where we've needed a prenup, thought about a prenup. So,
Absolutely.
You know, we can only give you our side. So,
exactly.
Let's keep the conversation going in the comments.
Please. We would love if you would continue to keep up with the Let's Make Out podcast. You can do it on Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter, Let's Make Out Podcast on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And rate and review if you would. We would appreciate that wherever you're listening.
Yep.
Thumbs up the video if you're watching. Subscribe to the channel if you've not. And we appreciate you. We hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, we'll see you guys.